Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in today. I'm your host, Kelly Bargabas. On this Memorial Day weekend, I want to take a moment to commemorate all those who raised their hand and who were inspired, motivated, and moved to give the ultimate sacrifice on my behalf and on your behalf and on behalf of all the citizens of the United States of America. I am always in awe of someone who would volunteer to put themselves in harm's way, whether it's a military personnel or a first responder or, you know, police officers, whoever that is. I am always in awe of those people and thankful and grateful, and I don't take it lightly. And I mean that very sincerely. My husband is a veteran. My father is a veteran. But on this Memorial Day, I'm also troubled by what's going on at our borders and the challenges that we're seeing with our immigration policy and how we're implementing that in real life and how it's impacting and affecting real people, mothers and fathers and children, young girls and boys and old men and women and people that it's impacting. And how well we implement our policy or how terribly we implement our policy has real life and death consequences to people. And so I want to talk about that for a few minutes today. Please don't tune me out. I want to talk about the ultimate privilege and the ultimate sacrifice. And at the end of it all, my goal is to try to get you to see another perspective. Memorial Day specifically commemorates those who lost their lives in service to this country. And we often refer to it as remembering those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, right? The ultimate sacrifice in our culture and the way that we talk about it means that they gave up their lives to fight for freedom, to fight for my freedom, your freedom, for the freedom of all the citizens of the United States of America, right? And that those are the terms in which we think of it. And I myself also take it very seriously and am almost in awe of people who in this generation voluntarily go and sign up and serve and put themselves in harm's way and in danger on the behalf of others, regardless of whether or not we believe that we should be in conflict where we're in conflict, or we should be sending military personnel to other countries for certain causes. Outside of all of that, you know, regardless of who's making the decisions and who's sending, there are regular everyday people like you and me, and it's people's brothers and sisters and sons and daughters and mothers and fathers who are inspired, motivated, and moved to voluntarily enlist and sign up and raise their hand and say, I'll go, send me. I will go protect that border. I will go fight for our country. I will carry out orders of the President of the United States of America on behalf of all of you. I will go do it. And I'm always in awe of that and in gratitude and deep respect. But on this Memorial Day, I am struck by the other news story that's happening right now at our borders. And I'm trying to wrap my head around our response to people who are fighting for their own freedom and the freedom of their family. And we perfectly understand the ultimate sacrifice in the context of our own military fighting on our behalf for our freedom. But when it comes to people outside our country who are willing to do whatever it takes to pay sacrifices that you and I can't even fathom or understand, we don't get it. We have a hard time collectively wrapping our head around it. And we don't understand people who would send their children to cross a border into a foreign land without us. We can't understand how any parent could do that, who could send their sons and daughters, toddlers, young, teenaged children to a foreign land without them and trust that they'll be taken care of. Isn't that an ultimate sacrifice too, where you're so desperate for freedom and for your children to have a life that's better than your own, you would give them up so that they could experience a freedom that you never had? Isn't that just another type of ultimate sacrifice? And so if we get it in terms of our own military fighting for us, fighting for me, why can't I accept that there are parents out there and people out there who would risk their own lives and the lives of their children at a chance of freedom. There's someone in my family who grew up in Cuba. He was born and raised there and lived there until he was in his 30s. And he has told me personal firsthand accounts of how he tried to swim. He was going to swim in the ocean from Cuba to the United States, which is over 100 miles of swimming in the ocean with sharks. And the mere fact of swimming that distance in cold ocean water, even if there weren't any mammals that could do you harm, just the sheer distance of swimming and being so exposed and vulnerable and open. And from the moment I started to hear his stories, it just struck me that I, as an American citizen, have no idea what it's like to be that desperate for freedom. To be so desperate for freedom and a chance at a different life that I would put my own life in danger. I have no idea. To me, that is the ultimate privilege of being an American. The ultimate privilege of being an American is not understanding how someone gets to that point where swimming 100 miles across an ocean, dangerous ocean, is better than staying where they are. Just that chance, that opportunity that maybe they'll get to the other side is a better option than the one they're living in. And as Americans, with that ultimate privilege of being born in this country, some first generation, some third, fourth, eighth generation, whatever you are, as Americans, we can't fathom that type of life because we're already here in the promised land. I was talking to another colleague this week about this very issue too, and about people who flee other countries and flee for America at great personal expense, at great danger. We talked about fathers who send their teenage daughters with smugglers who can get them across the border. And, you know, I was talking to this particular person about it, and he's a dad of young girls. And he's like, I just can't imagine. I don't understand a father who would send their daughters off to go to another country without them. And I thought about it for a while. And I thought, yeah, that's because we have the ultimate privilege of being Americans. We've never been in that situation where we are convinced that it is worth everything to try to get to the other side, that the circumstances that we're living in are so void of vision and hope and future. The fact that we can't see ourselves in a future where we currently are means we'll do anything at a chance at that future, at a chance for freedom. And so I've been mulling this over, this idea of the ultimate privilege as Americans that we have, that we live in our world here, and it's not perfect. And certainly everyone in America lives at different levels of success and poverty. You know, we certainly have plenty of people in our country who are marginalized and treated unfairly and haven't had a voice and live in dire circumstances without access to food and healthcare like they should. And we have people living on our streets, right? We have 500,000 people living on our streets in America. So it's not that we don't have desperate people. We have plenty of desperate people, but we know that the solution is here where we live. We don't have to go outside of the United States for our solution. We know that our solution is here. There are those who continue to fight for those people in America, right? But when you think about the world and the greater context and all the people that you are right now seeing in the news, and we're seeing stories every day of people who are desperate at our doorstep. They are desperate at our doorstep because unlike us, unlike Americans, they don't see a solution in their current environment. They don't see a future. There is no help. There's no vision for them. They can't see it. And so in their mind, they will sacrifice everything. They will make the ultimate sacrifice at a chance at what we have here in our country. And for them, that ultimate sacrifice might be risking their own life. It might be risking the lives of their children. These people in foreign lands who are desperate, who don't have a vision for their future, who can't see their way out of their current circumstances, are motivated, inspired, and moved to make the ultimate sacrifice for them and their families if they are given the opportunity. And I just think we need to sit with that for a little bit, that we just need to absorb that, that we just need to think about that, meditate on that. What must it be like to be so desperate that you would even consider making that ultimate sacrifice, that you would even consider those options? Think about how desperate they must be. And I don't have any solutions to offer you today. I don't know what our immigration policy should be. I know that we should have one. We need to have a process that works. Borders exist. I live in the real world, right? I know that we need borders and that we need a process and we need to keep people safe. But I think we also need to take a moment and consider who we're talking about and what it must be like to be that desperate, so desperate that they would volunteer to make that ultimate sacrifice. We are confident and comfortable in our freedom because we have military personnel who sign up to go fight for our freedom and some who make the ultimate sacrifice. Not everyone around the world lives in that type of culture or country. And so their safety and security and freedom is tenuous, uncertain, not guaranteed. They don't have that confidence that we have of a stable government and a stable military and a democratic society and the hope for a future and the ability to fight for what they need and want for their family. They don't have the safety nets that we have here in America in terms of aid and relief and healthcare. So on this Memorial Day, I would challenge you to commemorate our U.S. soldiers, of course. But while you're doing that, take a moment to also try to understand those outside of our country and those especially who are so desperate to get out of their circumstances that they're willing to also pay the ultimate sacrifice for them and their families. Just consider them. That's all. I'm not saying you have to change your politics. I'm not saying you have to vote Democrat or vote Republican the next time we have an election. I'm just saying consider it. Let that consideration inform your decisions. But I also understand that if they're here on our doorstep, they must be so desperate for freedom. And I want to do what I can to help them through that. I know there's a lot of uneasiness right now in our country as people are knocking on our door and pushing to get in. And sometimes we see that from a scarcity mindset. Like, if we let more people in, there's not going to be enough for me and my family. You may be an American citizen, but maybe, you know, you don't feel like you always have enough and you fight for everything you have. You work hard, you fight for every dollar. And if we let all these quote unquote other people into our country, it's going to impact me and my ability to care for my family, to have what I need. And I get that. I would just challenge you in that line of thinking. Could we think about it differently? Could we not look at this life in this world of ours as being so limited and finite that if I help someone else, it's going to take something from me? There are solutions we haven't even tapped into yet, and ways that we can work with people and try to save their lives and the lives of their children. We could go a really long way in changing the narrative and changing the story and changing history and how we'll be judged by history and how we react to these crises that are happening at our borders. What we do for ourselves in this lifetime dies with us, but what we do for others is eternal and lives on. And I don't know about you, but I would like to have a greater impact than just me. I would like to impact this world beyond my life. And one way we can do that is really just to see people. I also would challenge you, if you haven't listened to them yet, to go back and listen to episode 4 and episode 11 of this podcast. Episode 4 is called See the Sixth Sense, and it's all about developing this sixth sense and this ability to see people outside of your perspective and point of view. And then episode 11, From Stonewall to See Through, which is all about how to challenge yourself again to think about viewpoints and opinions that are different than yours, and trying to be open, and how that doesn't make you weak, but it's actually a really good skill. Both of these episodes really speak to developing really good skills and how to move about in this world with other people who might look differently from you, who might think differently from you, and who live very differently from you. So I would challenge you to go back and listen to those two episodes as well, 4 and 11. One of my mottos in life is that home is a place we all want to be. We all want to have our corner of the world where people know us, love us, where we are safe, warm, and protected. A place where we are enough. That is all there is. That credo of mine is not just for American citizens. It's for everyone. Everyone wants a home, a corner of the world where they are safe and free and feel like they have a future and a vision that they see themselves in. So consider that. I appreciate your time today. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. You can catch all past episodes on kellybargabus.com and on any major podcast platform. And until we meet again, take care.